by the new and living way.
Welcome to another time of abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the new and living way, consecrated for us into the life within the veil. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we hear the word of righteousness with God's servant.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are with your Bible, say amen. If you are with your Bible, say amen.
Amen.
I say if you are with your Bible, say amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, open your Bible to, let's open our Bible, just a little charge. I trust God that I will be able to do two things, to stir us up and to also encourage us for what we are about doing starting tomorrow, which is a glorious experience. It's going to be very, very beautiful. It's going to be very, very beautiful. It's going to be very, very beautiful. Let's say amen. Let's say amen. So, just to give a little charge so that we can pray, let's open to Matthew chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward openly. So our Father is in secret. Let's say that, everybody. Let's say that, everybody. But this same our Father is in heaven. Our Father is in secret, and our Father is in heaven. Our Father is in secret, and our Father is in heaven. So we can see that Jesus Christ was giving admonition as touching our attitude towards prayer. But there's another important factor. There's another important factor that we must understand. Hallelujah. There's something very important that we must understand. And that thing we must understand is that, as we have said here several times, we have heard it from Daddy, we have heard it from Mommy, that one of the things that May does is that all men knows that there is what we call prayer. Because there is a consciousness in the heart of every human being. There is a consciousness in the heart of every human being that there is a supreme God, except those who are trying to deny, who are trying to kill it. So so prayer is a common thing in all religion. But the reason why Christianity is not religion is because Christianity is life, and everything other religions are doing, they copy it from the original things that God created. And the originality of all things springs from Christianity. Let's say amen. So now, Jesus Christ is giving us guideline that when we pray, we should not be like the hypocrites. In the prayer retreat, we were able to deal with this one in the Sunday school that we took. But one of the things that I want to say is that there is a reward for prayer. There is a reward for prayer. So really, I say unto you, they have their reward. You see, the Pharisees or the Sadducees or these hypocrites, who are the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they have their reward. But when thou prayest, enter into the closet. That means that prayer, it is expected of us to pray. When you eat, that means you are expected to eat, right? Yes or no? And when you pray, that means it's a practice that is expected. He didn't say if you pray. He said when you pray, because it's part of our lifeline. Prayer is not just an activities of, it's not it. It shouldn't be a tedious task. It's our lifeline. It's our lifeline. And then we have to disabuse our mind from that attitude of prayer, whereby we look for a secluded place and we pray for 3 hours and then other things suffer. Or we pray for 6 hours in seeking the face of God, and then other things suffer. That is not the prescribed type of the New Testament prayer. If Paul said that, pray without ceasing. He said, in all my prayers, as I pray for you always. So does that mean that Paul stops everything he's doing and then he prays? No. It's an attitude, it's a state of the heart of being connected to the Father. You are always constantly communing with the Father. Not just asking, in talking to him. But that is not where I'm going to this morning. And so he said that the Father seeth in the secret. And the Father who seeth in the secret. The Father is in the secret, and the Father also seeth in the secret. Now the secret is actually where the thought of the Father is. That is where the treasure of God is. And the Bible said that where the treasure of man is, there will his heart be. So anywhere God's treasure is, his thought will be there. And that is where you'll be looking at. You'll be looking at. He said, I'm the high and the lofty one who dwell in eternity. I also dwell with men who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So that means God does not only dwell in heaven, he also dwells with them that of contrite spirit and a humble heart. In the same way, we can also see that God dwells in secret places. And those secret places are the place of his thoughts. And after that scripture, see that I dwell, he's not talking about his thoughts. So his thoughts are the places where his secret places are. And this thought at revelation, let's say revelation. One of the things I want to encourage on us for this time is that it is time to pray by revelation. It is time to pray by understanding. It is time to fellowship with God based on his thought. And you know, prayer is very powerful when they are driven by the thought that the Father gives. Because it is out of that thought you generate quests, you generate thoughts, you generate requests. Like take for instance, in the crossover night, the Lord begin to talk about it is time for the giving of everlasting life. That this is the time for the giving what? Of everlasting life. So that means that God said he will give everlasting life. That is God's thoughts. And I can tell you that in 2022, that is where the thought of the Father is. That is the secret place of the Father. The secret thing that God is doing amidst men, and that is what is bordering on, and that is what is majoring on, and the major thing that the Father is doing, that he wants to give everlasting life. The season is ripe, and the time is very, very upon us, that in the midst of our busy schedule, we can connect to thought of everlasting life. And this thought of everlasting life, they are not just thoughts as revelation to make us have another knowledge, but they are thoughts that are given as an incense. They are thought for incense. Let's say that everybody. Say that everybody. Because this incense, they should be well, they are well pleasing sacrifice. That when it enters into the nostril of God, it must not offend God. You know, when you pray, you burn incense. And when incense arises to the Lord, he will smell it. The Bible said that, and God smelled the sacrifice of Noah, and then he made covenant. So that means anything we generate, there should be things that will be well pleasing to God. We will not pray like the heathens, we will not pray like the hypocrites. We pray as children of God, because one of the entering into prayer is to recognize, which has been said over and over, that God is not just relating with us as our master, he's not relating with us as a taskmaster, he's not relating with us as God, he's relating with us as our Father. Say our Father. Say our Father. Can you think of our Father? Say our Father. I remember Mommy Lillian was talking in the closing of the prayer retreat. He said that in her motherly state, if his son Joel needs school fees, he will not say, go out there and look for it. Or says, you are going to repeat that class, I'm not going to pay the school fees, because at least if you are going to repeat, let me know why.
And I shut down the bowel of mercy on that child and then refuse to give the child what he wants. He said, no, a natural father will not do that. A natural mother, he said, a natural mother will not do that. He says, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children. So our Father is good. Say that, everybody. And our Father is more than good. Say, my Father is more than good. Say, my Father is more than good. So that means that a good father will always leave inheritance for the children. So most of the time when we pray, what God wants us to ask, the thing that God really wants us to ask, in the midst of all that asking, of course, that doesn't mean that if there's anything disturbing you, you can't talk to God about it. But the real asking of the Father is the asking for inheritance. He's asking for inheritance. That is what is well pleasing to the Father. And one of the inheritance of the saint in life is everlasting life. He said, as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to also have life himself, and to give it to whomsoever he wills. So the Son is willing much more abundantly to give everlasting life. And this everlasting life are thoughts. They are thoughts. They are thoughts. Let's say amen. So when we pray, we should know that we have a Father. We shall approach prayer from the angle of a Father. Not a stingent father or a stingy father, but a good father. A compassionate father, full of bowels of mercy. Let's say amen. So by God's grace, we are entering into a prayer season. Not just on Sunday alone, but every day throughout January. And it is time to know that the reason why God called for the fasting is not to punish us, but to give us everlasting life. To give us everlasting life. We are not working for the everlasting life by fasting. We are only consecrating ourselves, separating ourselves from every other activities, including watching of movie, including all the social media that is not necessary, that takes our time, including WhatsApp status that are not necessary, including watching movies, including visiting unnecessary friends, and then most especially eating, because food have a direct impact on our body. When men eat and they are full, they forget God. So if you eat little, and if you eat and your belly is full, there is a program of death in the soul, that there is a tendency that you won't be able to remember God. So God is not just asking us to fast, he's asking you, remember me. This is anamnesis, is to remember our Father. I am telling you, I've been there. When you eat, you won't pray. You don't pray well. But when you fast, your body is lighter. Because this our body can put weight upon our soul. And then bring weight upon our soul, not to pick thoughts. Even when those thoughts come, we will not have any reason to pray through those thoughts. So every thought, every revelation that comes to you in this season is our thoughts for prayers. And that's why we pray that our atmosphere will be filled with the thought of God. Throughout this January, we will receive constant thought, and that is why it is highly advisable that during this period of fasting, it is time to listen to messages more. It is time to listen to everlasting messages more from this pulpit and from EGFM. It is time to anoint our soul and do that which is right. It is time to read our Bible. It is time to read our Bible, the epistle, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Take time to read them, because therein lies the thought of God. Therein lies revelation. A verse of the scripture can just be the food. So I'm charging us this morning that we should earnestly desire that we will not break our fast until God give us our daily meal. Give us this day our daily bread. And those bread are thoughts. You should wait on God and receive thought for the day. Pray that the Lord will drop thought of everlasting things into your heart so that you can pray with it. So when you are praying, prepare your mind, prepare your heart that, Lord, I am doing this thing to receive thought from you. And it's out of those thoughts that I will generate prayers. Now, those prayers, of course, will be generating prayers and incense, but much more than what the pastorate will generate as incense, you also wait on the Lord and generate much more incense. Let the one we are going to send on WhatsApp, on our social media, let it be just as a kickstart and take it beyond that place, because God wants to bless you. You have a father in the secret. Tell your neighbor, you have a father in the secret. Tell your neighbor, you have a father in the secret that is willing more abundantly. Say that, everybody. To bless you. Say, you have a father in the secret that is willing more abundantly to bless you. Say, you have a father in the secret that is willing more abundantly to bless you. So there is a blessing. It's a season of blessing. I say it's a season of blessing. So when we pray, we are not just praying as the hypocrite. We are praying as one who has a father. Who are not just praying because we want to pray. We are praying because we want to meet with our father. In the same vein, verse 16. Moreover, when ye fast. So that means that God is also expecting that the same approach we have to prayer is the same approach we should have to fasting. Or is the same approach we should have to fast. Let's say, when ye fast. Say, when ye fast, when ye pray. So that means, when ye fast and pray. When ye fast and pray. Be not as the hypocrite of sad countenance. It is not a time to be sad. It is not a time to be sad. It's a time to rejoice. Because our rejoicing is not based on our belly. Our rejoicing is based on the Father who set in the secret. Some people once they hear fasting like this, it's as if sad news. That is flesh. You know why? Because you don't know the benefit of fasting. You don't know the benefit of fasting. The Lord will strengthen our body. Let's say amen. The Lord will strengthen our soul. And it will strengthen our spirits. But what I want to say is that it is not time to be sad. It is hypocritical to wear a sad face. I'm not saying soberness. I'm saying sad. Soberness is the working of the spirit. Sadness is activities of the flesh. When ye fast, be not as the hypocrite of a sad countenance. For they disfigure what? So don't disfigure your face. If your tummy is biting you, readjust. Bible said the joy of the Lord is our strength. So the joy and the benefit of fasting is much more than what the pain or the hunger you'll be going through. For this, they discover their faces that they may appear unto men fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So fasting has a reward. Tell your neighbor, fasting has a reward. As much as prayer also has a reward. So for the fact that you won't separate yourself just to seek the face of God and receive things from Him, you already have a reward. But in order not to lose your reward, don't be sad. Don't be sad. Rejoice. It is time to rejoice because it is time of the downloading of everlasting life. You know this prayer, it is not according to Pastor Bassi. He said this prayer, our Father who art in heaven, is not just a prayer of Christ. It's a prayer of those who are in everlasting life. It's a prayer of everlasting life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Because he approached the place of prayer, not just as our Lord, which is Christ, but he approached it from the place of our Father. Our Father. So if the Father seeth is in secret, and the Father is in the secret, and it's the Father you are going to meet in the secret, what is the gift of the Father? Everlasting life. Everlasting life. Everlasting life. So the reason and the burden for the prayer and fasting is nothing but burden that in this season, New and Living Way Church, EGFM, and all the sister ministry, the cloud of everlasting life will dissipate upon us. So there is a father. So that means that fasting that has been abused in the churches is not just an activities of carnal men or flesh men. It's activities of spiritual men. So it is a time to give everlasting life. He said, he that whosoever seeth the Son and believeth in him have everlasting life. So the reason for this fasting and praying, we are telling God we are separating ourselves from the pleasure that can drown our soul. We are separating ourselves from every other thought. We are consecrating ourselves to seek your face and to see the Son and receiving strength to believe on the Son that we may have everlasting life. So our quest is not for marriage. Our quest is not for food. Our quest is not for new job. Our quest is not for a new car. Our quest is not for house rent. Our quest is that there may be giving of everlasting life. The Lord wants to see people who are serious, who are dedicated, who are committed beyond food and raiment, beyond what satisfies the body, to what satisfies the soul and gladden the heart of the Father. Let's say amen. So say, when thou fast, I like that. When thou fast, a father is waiting for you in the closet. When thou fast, a father is waiting for you in the closet. God is eagerly ready to receive us in his closet. I am telling you, I promise you, under my pastor, under mommy, under God, that our life can never and never remain the same. January is going to be the best month you have ever experienced in all the days you have ever spent on earth. You know why? Because we are going to meet our Father. We are going to meet our Father. The Lord is going to break the power of the evil father that has been preventing us from seeing our Father. We will see Jesus. We will see Jesus. We will meet Jesus. Because it is time to give everlasting life. The burden is that the cloud and the glory of everlasting life will rest upon every soul. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sisters. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for everyone around that the season of everlasting life will come down upon them. Because you know why? Because you are meeting a father. So it's time to talk to your father. You know, he said it in the book of John. He said, in that day, you will not ask me anything. You will ask my father. That day is the day of everlasting life where you can talk to your father. Say, you have not asked anything, no. In fact, every other thing you have been asking is still outside the fatherhood of God who gives inheritance. That day, you will talk to the father. You will talk to the father. And I can tell you, if you have this mentality, your body will receive life. Your body, you won't think of food. You won't think of food. Our Father who art in heaven. As I close, let's go that place. Matthew chapter 6, verse 16. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, that they have their reward. But when thou fastest, number one, anoint thy what? Say that, everybody. Say, anoint thy head. And what again? Wash thy face. Now, in the Old Testament, when the priest want to enter into the tabernacle, which is actually the secret place where the Father dwells, they wash their face. And the washing of face typify the using of the word of God in the period of fasting. Wash thy face. Wash thy face. First and foremost, anoint your head. You know, this God, this is not just literally because you have to, you're supposed to wash before you anoint. But here I say that anoint thy head, then wash thy face. Anoint thy head, wash thy face. Meaning that be in the spirit. Be in the spirit. It is time to be in the spirit. Because the Father is spirit. So the secret place is in the spirit. It is not by feeling. Tell your neighbor, it's not by feeling. But that is one of the things we have to debunk this season. You may even be feeling tired. You may be feeling as if you don't feel like praying. You don't need to feel like praying. It's just the thought of my Father. Just generate that thought. Our Father, my Father who art in heaven. My Father who art in secret place. Just say it. When you save with sense of inheritance, you connect. One of the prayer we're going to pray seriously is that we meet our Father. Say, anoint thy head and wash thy face. Anoint thy head and wash thy face. Anoint thy head and wash thy face. So this period from tomorrow to 31st of January is going to be every day washing of face. Every minute of washing of face. Because Bible says, he that looketh on the perfect law of liberty. So we are going to be looking. That looking is washing of face. That we are going to consider the word of God. Words of everlasting life. And we are going to allow it to be the thought of our mind. Our chambers will be filled with those thoughts. No other thing matters this season. But the beholding of everlasting life, that we may pick the thoughts. You know, in the same way, Jesus Christ was telling them, take no thoughts. That means you can take thoughts. So one of the things you are going to fight this period is not to take thoughts. Tell your neighbor, take no thoughts. Tell your neighbor, take no thoughts. See, when you engage too much, interface with the things of this world too much, they give you capacity and strength to take thoughts. But when you look upon the word of God, those realms of thoughts, they shut down. And that I want to say, see, it's going to be hunger strike for 1 month. If you don't anoint your head and wash your face, that is the demand of fasting. You want to anoint your head and wash your face. You need to anoint your head and wash your face. Anoint your head. Pray more in the Holy Ghost. Pray more in the Spirit. Be in the Spirit. Be in the Spirit. Receive those thoughts that are the thoughts of God. Then your body will respond to life. Let's say amen. Amen. Let's say amen. Amen. And when you are fasting, make sure you drink a lot of water. Because water is life. Drink a lot of water. 70% of your body is full of water. Are we together? It's full of what? Just take water, take water, take water, take water. Take. In fact, according to research, they say that there are some food that are in your gut that have stayed in your gut for more than 7 months. Some of those food, they have been there for long. And those are those are the reasons why you even feel sick in your body. And then you wake up, you feel very heavy. It's because of those food. So I'm just trying to even say that the fasting has its own even benefit, natural benefit. It has its own health benefit. Now, the fasting is not just for the health benefit. I'm just trying to say that you should think all round of the blessing and take your eyes off the pain and then connect to the blessing that is attached to it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So as I've said, it is time for the giving of everlasting thoughts. It is time for meeting our Father. 2 things I've said in this church is that we want to meet our Father in the secret. That should be our panting of our heart. Yes, Jesus Christ said, I go to my Father. That should be our constant desire. I want to go to my Father in the closet. Number 2 is that we will not meet this Father until we take the thought of the Father that have been preached by this word in all our messages in EGFM and New Living Church. You understand? Especially message that came last year. Especially from August to December. They are everlasting congealed messages. And then read the scripture. Do these 2 things and pray in the Holy Ghost. You never feel that you are fasting. And I'm praying that the Lord God of heaven will strengthen us. Even as we go into this praying and fasting. In the name of Jesus. I want us to pray 1 single prayer. That the Lord God of heaven will anoint us mightily this January with oil. That oil will be upon our head. And then our face will be washed with the word of God. That the Father who seeth in the secret, may we will meet him. Let us pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
By the new and living way.
We trust you have been blessed by this message. For more inquiries, please visit www.nlwc.church or call 0909-054-2599. You can also contact us by WhatsApp on 0803-688-4759. God bless you. Oh, by the new and living way.
consecrated Father.